Testing, 1, 2, testing. Senate rules redistricting, or actually House rules redistricting in public affairs.
Oh, the inside Democrat.
Yeah.
The House and Senate redistricting committee will come to order. And good afternoon, everybody. Good to have you here. We're glad to be here, too. I'd like to take a moment to introduce the committee, and if we would start with Representative Brown, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is my hometown. I'm glad to be here. I'm Alan Brown, and I represent House District 4, which is made up of parts of five different counties, some of Lane County, all of Lincoln County, Tillamook County, and some of Polk, and a little bit of Yamhill County. I'm very glad to be home today.
I'm Representative Bill Garrard from District 53, which is Klamath Falls.
Representative Dan Gardner from Southeast Portland, that has 22 neighborhood associations, all in one city and all in one county, but it has a lot of neighborhood associations.
Richard Devlin, State Representative, House District 24, Lake Oswego, and Tualatin.
My name is Carl Wilson. I'm from District 49, that's Grants Pass and Cave Junction.
I'm Representative Steve March from House District 15 in the center of Portland.
I'm Joanne Berger. I'm from House District 47, and that's Coosay, North Bend, Reedsport, and Florence, so I'm not too far away.
And I'm Elaine Hoffman, and I'm closer. I'm just north of here in District 2, Tillamook, and a large part of Clatsop County. Thank you for the good weather.
Once again, on behalf of the committee, I'd like to thank you for turning out today. This is something that we do once every 10 years, and so none of us is all that practiced at what we're doing here today. But as a result of the census, we are charged with redistricting, and that's what we're about here. We have a fairly aggressive schedule that you'll see on the back page of your handout here that indicates where we've been and the various places that we're going to be going here as this process goes on. Feel free to catch us again at any of those locations if you so desire. In that we are charged with the responsibility of redistricting, we take this very seriously. It is our responsibility to get out in the field and take your testimony. We take testimony on a regular basis in Salem as well. Prior to our meetings every Wednesday in the House and every Thursday in the Senate, we take testimony from the public in addition to these field hearings. You can communicate with us anytime. We have a website that is connected to the main page of the legislature that you're welcome to access and meet us through that. On the other hand, we do have some telephone numbers you can contact us with on the back page, and we welcome any correspondence. We're busy building a record of your comments, and again, that's why we're here today, to take your comments about what you feel should happen in your particular districts. Just a couple of high points here, and that is, as a result of the new census, the districts are growing in population. House districts will now be required to have 57,023 persons, and the Senate districts 114,047. There are some statutory guidelines that we have to follow in this process, and you will notice those on what would be actually page 2. We'll call it the facing of page 2. And the statutory guidelines that we go by are found in ORS 188.010. So as we begin to build these various House and Senate districts, we're going to be operating by these guidelines, and you can follow along there. Some of the main points: each district, as nearly as practicable, shall be contiguous, be of equal population, utilize existing geographic or political boundaries, not divide communities of common interest, be connected by transportation links. And we also have other points as well. Our staff has given you the numbers of the various districts here and what we're looking at, and that gives you an idea of the task that we're involved in. And without going any further, I think I'd like to begin to call on you for your testimony today. We're here really to listen and not so much to talk. In the process of building the record, that's what we need to do, is to gain your comments here. And so I'm going to begin with the first person on our list here, and that would be Rick Brissett of Lincoln County. And I'm going to ask Rick to do what I'll ask all of you to do, and that is, as you begin testimony, if you would just simply give your name for the record, we'll invite your testimony. So, Rick, please.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Cattell of Lincoln County has asked that he address you first because of time. I would refer to him as
that. That would be fine. More than happy to do that.
Okay, thanks, Rick.
Yeah, I have another meeting that's going on at this time, and I promised him I'd go to the next call.
Well, you better get there. If you'd identify yourself, please, we'll let you proceed.
My name is Norman Cattell. I live in Yaha. I serve on the board of the Oregon Coast Community College and an active in community affairs in Linton County. Okay, and the composition of the legislature is really vital to the people of Linton County. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to be able to give you some input. Okay, just a comment or two on the House District, because I really want to talk about the Senate District. For the House District, if we need more people, I would say go east. I think it's a much better fit. Please don't go northeast. I don't think it's a good fit at all. For the State Senate, that's really what I want to talk about. The present State Senate District, in my opinion, does not work very well for the citizens of Linton County. It's too far physically from the south end of Linton County to get to McMinnville. It's very expensive to campaign in a district that large. And I think probably more importantly, Yamhill and Linton counties have very different interests. They're not a community at all. The economic base is very different. They have very different interests. There's a vast difference in social views. Linton County, in my opinion, and this again is my opinion, does not get very much in the line of public improvements from the state. I don't believe we do very well at all. For example, the Oregon Coast Community College is one of only three of the 17 community colleges in the state that has never received any money for capital improvements, no building money. And in part, I think it's due to the fact that the two counties in the Senate District are so very different, and we end up with the Yamhill Senator. I think we need a totally new Senate District. The two counties need a divorce. Suggestions: go east into Benton County, or if need be, go south or go north, Lane County. I think they're far better fits in terms of common interests in many, many ways. I think it'd be far better. But I think the coupling with Yamhill County is not a good fit at all. But anyway, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Unless someone has any questions.
Any questions? Well, thank you for the testimony. Appreciate that very much. Next up will be Rick Brissett.
Chairman Wilson and distinguished guests, I welcome you to Linton County today. I'm delighted that you took the time to come visit us on the Central Oregon Coast. It's a privilege for us to speak before you today as citizens of this county. My only wish is that this meeting would have been held later in the day so more of my peers and working class families could have joined me here today to speak with you, because I know they have a vested interest as well. I'm a resident of Linton City, which is in North Linton County. I'm a homeowner and a business owner in that community. I might also add that I'm a member of the Board of Directors for the Linton City Chamber of Commerce and belong to many civic organizations throughout Linton County. I would like to address the subject of redistricting in Linton County. It is of paramount importance to me and to all of the communities of Linton County. It is imperative to me that Linton County remain within the same district borders, that all of our communities remain in the same district. The communities of Linton County share many interests. There are very long historic ties that bind our communities together here in Linton County. I would also mention that within our county resides a sovereign nation, the Confederated Tribes of the Select. I would never presume to speak for them. But I might mention to you that they also have long historic ties to the entire area. In order to meet population requirements and form a new House district and Senate district, it makes sense to me that those needs can be met by further aligning ourselves with Benton County to the east. Linton County residents already share much with Benton County. Our Council of Governments organization is a collaborative effort between Benton County commissioners, and our very own Lincoln County Commissioners. Highway 20, which ends just north of us here, runs from our county seat here in Newport East directly into Benton County. Oregon State University, which is located in Corvallis in Benton County, runs the Hatfield Marine Science Center, which is also in our county. North Lincoln Hospital, which serves my community in northern Lincoln County, has just implemented a management contract and affiliation with Good Samaritan Hospital, which is located in Benton County. It is quite conceivable that the hospital in Newport could announce a very similar agreement in the very near future. The communities of Walport, Yaha, Solette, Toledo, Lincoln City, Logsdon, and Tidewater, to name but a few of our communities here in Lincoln County, all benefit with our ties to Benton County. It only makes common sense to strengthen those ties by including part of Benton County in our House District. When it comes time to discuss restructuring the Senate District, our citizens would also be best served by incorporating our House District with Benton County's House District to form a new Senate District. This configuration would serve us all much better than the current configuration. This alignment makes all of our communities stronger by nurturing the ties that we already share with Benton County. I thank you all for taking the time once again to come here for your consideration. Mr. Chair, I'd also ask, I brought in two statements with me from citizens who cannot be here today, what mechanism you may want to employ to receive those.
Thank you. If you would give those to the committee administrator, and we'll make that part of the record.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for your testimony. Next to testify will be Alan Brown of Newport.
Up there.
Please. Anyone ever heard of him? Representative Brown, welcome to the other side of the podium.
Might hold him to 5 minutes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving me the opportunity to testify today and speak to your committee. For the record, I'm State Representative Alan Brown from House District 4. My remarks are going to be fairly brief, and I'm going to do what I absolutely hate to see happen in my committees. I'm going to read my testimony. First, let me say welcome to the House District 4. It's a real pleasure to have you visit my district in my hometown. Representative Gardner is sitting in my old city council seat right there. So I more
bright. Thank you.
My district is made up from five different counties, which includes a portion of Lane County on the south and all of Lincoln County, a portion of Tillamook County on the north, taking a small sliver of Polk County and at Grand Ronde, along the north side of Highway 18 and continuing west on Highway 18 into Yamhill County, and including Willamina, and then around the city limits of Sheridan, and up to the west city limits of McMinnville, and then back west into the mountains up towards Yamhill Park. So you can see this district is roughly close to 150 miles in length and about 50 miles in width. There are now four House districts representing the Oregon coast. Each of these districts will need to be expanded to increase the population in this redistricting process. It's extremely important that the coast continue to be represented by four House districts. This is because we represent a rural portion of Oregon, unlike any other rural area in the state. It's imperative that the representation and the interest of the population centers of this state not be allowed to absorb the entire rural area. It's already difficult in many instances to secure adequate state services for the Oregon coast. These four districts are a great deal alike in that we share the same ocean, Highway 101, and the Coast Range. Each of the districts share the same basic three industries, timber, fishing, and tourism, but to a different degree. There are other similarities between some communities, however, those similarities make a difference when compared to the majority of the coastal communities. Those include community colleges, aquariums, research centers, shipping ports, and a variety of other tourist attractions and opportunities. During the redistricting process, it is imperative that the coast retain its four House districts. Each district should include at least one entire county, and boundaries should be established along major routes or county lines. The coastal districts need to be expanded to the east, and my recommendation would be for expansion of the House District 4 to expand along Highway 18 corridor where it is now situated. And with the, we have a common element and linkage there with the Little Miner shared area in that we share Highway 18, and it's an important commerce route to the coast. Residents living in those areas share this strong concern for the safety of themselves and other motorists with the residents of Lincoln and Tillamook County that depend upon this highway for commerce and other travel. Please consider the information I've shared with you today and allow the residents of the coast to have a fighting chance to improve the quality of their lives with appropriate representation in the Oregon legislature. Thank you again for your attention.
Thank you. Next to testify will be Ron. And Ron, I am not sure your last name. Would you come forward and from Reedsport?
Ron
Kresge. Kresge? Thank you. Oh, okay. Thank you.
I'm Ron Kresge. I live in Reedsport. I also represent the South Coast of Thomas and Fazio. And I just, first, I would like to thank you all for being here, and appreciate anytime when you come out to the public and ask for comments and questions. I think it's good that the public be involved in this process. The district is a very valuable thing to get community involved in. I really didn't come with any comments. I'm really more to hear, like you are, to hear what the public has to say. But I do want to say one thing, and that is that, you know, living on the South Coast, this is this is very critical, and I've already heard it. The comment made that it's very critical that we, you know, we maintain our representation of the coastal area and the rural areas of Oregon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your testimony. Terry Thompson.
Thank you. Nice to have you guys here.
Nice to see you on your home turf there, former representative.
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about being a past House of Representatives and also being a Senate candidate. First of all, there's one thing I think needs to be brought into this, and that's the change in population growth. If you take the coastal community and in a Senate district, bring in a community from the valley. Most of the valley areas are growing faster than coastal areas. So you can see what happens. If you redistrict now, and then immediately the valley area grows faster, then we lose our representation virtually, almost automatically, as soon as time starts to progress. So what I suggest is, first of all, you estimate the population changes in the area. More or less, project what it's going to be 5 years from now, so that at that point, the two districts are equal. That way, the people on the coast have a fair chance. As it is now, the only time you have a fair chance is immediately after redistricting. And 10 years afterwards, the population will be considerably larger. In the case of Newburgh, there was, I don't know the exact numbers, but 10,000-15,000 more people in that area than there is in this area. So there's an automatic difference. I think it needs to be incorporated into your redistricting. What I'd like to do, if you don't mind, spread your map, if you have it available, and try to, give me a hand here, show you some problems that I think need to be addressed. Down here on the South Coast, District 4, I'll try to stick to the House District first, comes below heck of the head. Here's the Lincoln County line. This is in a real rugged part of the coast with very little population. If there's one group of people that's not served well, and it's not by any fault of either anybody that's represented, but it's just physically hard to get there, is this group of people, it's a little small group of voters down here in Lane County. If there's one area I'd like to first have change, is you bring it up to the Lincoln County line. So these people then would be incorporated into their natural group of people that are in Florence. That's where most of their, they go for, they're doing their business and everything. They don't normally come up to Yaha to Walpole. Deadwood's in that. That's put over in, I can't see it on here, it's such a small town of Mapleton. It's in the Mapleton area. So first of all, I'd like to see that change made. Then, if you make a change, the other group of people, it's a very small group of people that has trouble getting representation, is up in the Philmont area above Nesco Inn. Those are natural borders that should be incorporated into the House District. So pick up your population somewhere to the east and let those people go to their natural cities and where they normally go to vote. Now, in the case of the Senate District, this is a challenge. I feel sorry for Gary. That's probably the only time you'll ever hear me say that. Literally, I'm sleeping alongside the road trying to get from the Portland city limits all the way down here to these people in the valley. They have, or down on the, in Florence. You'd have a meeting up here, and you'd have a meeting all the way down here. And it took us hours of driving. The natural way for the population of this district to run is into Benton County. We share a lot of things in common with the coastal, with for the Corvallis area. They mentioned the Hatfield Green Science Center, but we also, a lot of people go over there for our medical facilities. It's an hour drive. We have a lot of contacts just in our education. We're a part of the community development teams. Our ESDs go that way. Almost none of our services flow toward the McMinnville-Newburgh area. And I tell you what, I enjoyed running up there, though. It was a great group of people. And it was a challenge for me because I had very little in common, being a fisherman, and had never really spent a lot of time in that area. And that's where I came back. I learned a lot, and I hope that they appreciated my efforts to try to represent Tatum over there. But in reality, there's a lot more in common with all coastal people in this section of the coast to be filtered through Highway 20 toward the Corvallis area. That's where I think that the district should go. That's where I'd make the changes if I was the head of power to make those changes. It's simply because of our contacts back and forth on a regular basis. George Pacific has a mill here. I think they have a sawmill over in the Fulmouth area. We have a lot of just general business contacts that way, much more than we do in Wallingford. And also, if you run in a Senate district, that makes it, excuse me for being self-serving, but if I was to run again, I don't know whether I will or not, but it's only an hour, hour and a half, 2 hour drive from anywhere in the district to where you're going. A lot of times in the summertime when you're campaigning, I don't know what Gary's longest time was, but I faced a 6 hour drive one time. And that's, if you leave the house and you go for 4 or 5 hours, then make a meeting and then come back, your day is shot. In all fairness, you'll do a better job of making contacts with people, representing people, and that's what we're here for. We're here to try to represent the people in our district. And the physical nature of trying to get that distance makes it harder for us to do that job. So those are my suggestions, that we take the Senate district and go toward Benton County, that if we have the population areas, that we let those natural areas of Lane County and Settlement County go back to their natural area, and then we go to the east to pick up a little bit of the house. Thank you.
Terry, thank you. Good to see you. Let's see. I've got one other person to testify here, and that is Ono Husing. I hope I'm
not sure.
Representative Gerard.
Terry said something, and I wanted to make sure I get the really clear in my mind. And that is, as I understand it, you cannot redistrict based on estimated populations. It has to be off the census figures. And I think what you were talking about, that redistricting should occur based on projected population growth. Is that correct?
That's what I think should happen.
And that can't happen.
Well, I've never looked into heavy into it. And, of course, we are the state legislature, and we can do whatever we decide. And it would take a change, but I think Richard's the expert in that area. Correct me.
Representative Devlin.
Well, Mr. Chairman, former Representative Thompson, obviously I don't think we can actually redistrict on the basis of projections of what the populations could be, but we could actually match areas that would have similar rates of growth so that one area didn't become more dominant than the other during the next decade as the areas grow. So if you matched a county with another county where rates of growth were similar, you'd still end up with approximately the same level of representation from both areas. If you were to match, give an example of who, well, won't pick on anybody. But there are some cases where I think we have testimony in a previous area that one place claimed to have the fastest growth of any city in the state, and that's not actually true. It's true at the smaller level of population, but Sherwood has the fastest rate of growth. It went from about 3,000 to about 12,000 people, about a 400% rate of growth over a 10-year period. So how you match things up, I think we can do. We can't base districts on projected population, but we can try to match growth rates.
A response, if you don't mind. You realize that this Senate district goes almost to Sherwood.
Yes.
So the growth rates on that end of the district are far greater than on this end of the district. And I agree with you. I don't know the exact wording. I haven't gone through the laws and read everything. Like, I like almost everybody else, unless you have a reason to study it, because of term limits. We don't have the opportunity of experience. So. But I think if you look at the numbers, the Corvallis area will come closer to population increases closer to ours than through the McMinnville-Newburgh area, simply because of the expansion of Portland.
All right, thanks again. Mr. Husing, please. Give your name for the record, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Ono Husing. I am the director of the Oregon Coastal Zone Management Association. We are a voluntary nonprofit association that works with and represents local governments on the Oregon coast, the cities, the counties, the soil and water conservation districts, and ports. Very pleased to have you here today to listen to folks on the coast about our concerns about this process. I certainly don't have to tell any of you what an important process this is. I think every 10 years when the legislature and sometimes the Secretary of State undertakes this process, it has major ramifications for politics in the state of Oregon. So I know you're kind of quietly doing your job, but I wish you well in making some very tough choices. I think you're always going to be confronted with this. Do we try to have districts that are similar in nature, or do they try to become more heterogeneous? I know I have one philosophical concern that I'd like to share with you, that as the state of Oregon grows, clearly we have basically our distribution of population now, our land use system focuses more and more people into the same areas of the state. So we have this, I think currently we have a rural Oregon and an urban Oregon, and increasingly we're getting a suburban Oregon. But while there's much made of the two Oregons, I think in some respects it serves us well. There's a constructive tension between the rural and the urban parts of the state. What I do fear is down the road, though, as we continue to grow as a state, that again, the I-5 corridor and the population centers will get more and more population. And under the formula, there's an inexorable trend that, of course, will start pushing this two-Oregon balance and start tilting it in the legislative process toward the more urban areas and the I-5 corridors. So I think as the state grows, this is going to become a bigger and bigger issue. And it may be now that there is parity between rural and urban Oregon in the legislature. I fear over time, just because the numbers gain here, that may begin to shift. And I think that's not going to be a very positive trend, especially for the rural parts of the state. I think possibly being mindful of that in advance could help. I noticed working with a number of coastal legislators that a number of them do have one foot on the Oregon coast and a second foot into the Willamette Valley, or at least as it approaches the valley. And I heard Representative Thompson and Alan Brown say the same kind of thing, that if you learn to represent both parts of the district, I think something positive happens there, where we have a legislative district that crosses regional lines in the state. So it's partially a coastal district and then partially a Willamette Valley district. Make one minor adjustment to Representative Brown's testimony. The Coastal Caucus, as I view it, has, we've got actually five House seats. Alan, remember Betsy Johnson has seat on the north coast. She grabs the story.
Barely. That really don't count.
That story made
sense. I'm glad to have her in the Coastal Caucus.
I don't know what else really I can add to the discussion. I have not followed what really came out of the census information that you're dealing with, so I'll have to defer to some of the previous candidates, both have served and have run for office in these districts. I think you develop a unique perspective when you actually are confined to certain district boundaries and understanding what works and what doesn't work. But nothing you do probably will ever be perfect. There are going to be pieces of districts hanging out there that look awkward, that people are going to complain about. And again, I wish you well in your process, and I'd be happy to take any questions that you might have about the post.
Thank you. Any questions? All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. Senator George, you got in after introductions. Would you introduce yourself?
I would. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. State Senator Gary George, District 2. And this is part of District 2, Allen's district, and the one represented by Representative Nelson, represented by Representative Nelson, is the other half. It does go from almost to Sherwood. It goes almost, well, it does, right up to the city limits of Gaston and all the way to Florence. And it is an amazing district to represent, and I've spent time in an airplane flying here to Florence and all over the district. I have three vehicles with about 120 to 30,000 miles on them, and it's quite a district to represent. But as if I could, shall I just go ahead and speak from here?
If you would like to, why don't you go ahead and go up there first? That would be great. If you'd reintroduce yourself for the record. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, for the record, State Senator Gary George, District 2. And I'd like to reiterate what Representative Brown said and also what Anna Boosin said, and I believe it's critical that we maintain three senators and at least five state representatives that have an interest in the coast. And it's a very interesting thing because I'm not a fisherman, I'm a farmer. But yet, because we have a commonality of the highway system, we have the same unity of natural resource industries, I found it very easy to represent this district. I can get on a boat, and I know all of the machinery on the boat. I'm very comfortable there. And I'm sure that Representative Thompson, if he would have helped run the race, would have been comfortable to represent the valley. So I don't think there's a problem, actually, to have that mix, particularly if you have people who come from a business background that adapts well to the district. I believe it is critical, though, with the economic problems we're facing on the coast, that you do maintain that level of representation. Because without that, we're not going to be able to do what we've been doing lately, and that is to get committees to the coast. I'm going to be leaving you in a few minutes to go to my Senate committee that's meeting today here in Newport. You wouldn't also be able to have the clout that is necessary as we're getting ready to re-establish or renew T21, so there's going to be two T23s. That recognition that the congressional delegation should, in fact, care about the coast. Those local and state representatives who then are able to relay to them the concerns of that jurisdiction, I think is very critical to the benefit of the coast. We're going to be talking today and giving an example about preservation of Highway 101. In fact, the presentation is going to be CHIPS, Coastal Highway Improvement Plan. Senator Smith and also Representative Cooley have been working with us along the line of the idea that we must protect and improve and preserve Highway 101. And as I don't know how many of you came in from the north in Lincoln City, but as you went along Moolah Beach just a few miles to the north, you noticed that the road is moving, and that's going to be the substantial part of our discussion today. So it is critical that you have folks who do come in and represent this area, who do in fact buy into that area, that really take a feeling of being a part of that region, and I think we've been well served by that. And our caucus, our coastal caucus, I believe, functions very well together. And I'd hate to see that be, one, because it's been suggested there be one senator to the coast. And that would be a pretty amazing thing to do, and it would not be a good idea. But it would be pretty interesting to set in that coastal caucus one senator and two reps, wondering how they might influence the rest of the legislature. They wouldn't. And so I urge you to consider that. It's very critical that we preserve the economy. So you have to answer the question.
Thank you, Senator. Questions?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. An additional signee here, Alice McCain. Welcome. If you'd introduce yourself for the record, please.
My name is Alice McCain, and I'm and I didn't come here to Chairman Todd, I brought a letter and maybe Mr. Leeson, if you don't mind. As a voter and a resident in Lincoln County, I'm very concerned that we have who are represented fairly with our state government. If we must grow in the population, I really believe that it should be more than Benton County. I have quite a few reasons, I have five reasons I listed for this, and I'll go through them quickly. It's a community of shared interest with us. Some of the reasons are that we share transportation via Highway 20 with the Valley, not only by cars, but also by the bus, the Valley Retriever, along Highway 20. The Oregon State University, Catskill Marine Science Center is a real strong connection. And in addition to the field station laboratory in Newport, satellite classes are taught in areas such as Colette from OSU. And we have many residents meeting Corvallis, not only for OSU, but for Lynn Benton Community College in Lynn County. As a teacher, I know that we are linked with the Lynn Benton Lincoln ESD Educational Service District, where we get a lot of our films and resources. We have social services in this county, such as the Head Start program and the Family Assistance program, some very innovative programs that are coordinated with Benton County through the Community Services Consortium, which is headquartered in the Valley. And our city of Newport has been searching for an affiliation for its hospital, and the city has already found an affiliation with Susan Marison and Corvallis. So many people get the hospital for the Highway 20 corridor already, and hopefully that'll be, we'll have more services here if we can get the Susan Marison affiliation. So those are the reasons I believe that we have a strong link with the city.
Thank you. That takes care of our sign-up sheet. Anyone else here at the present who would like to testify? You're certainly welcome to do so. What I think we will do is recess for approximately 15 minutes, and then we will come back together again to see if anyone has walked in that period of time, and if no one has, we'll adjourn and be on our way. So with no further ado, we'll go ahead and recess and be back in 15 minutes to complete testimony. The House of Senate Rules, Redistricting, and Public Affairs Committee will come back into session here, and just want to reopen for testimony. If anyone is here to testify, we'd like to give you a moment to do so, and if we do not receive testimony, we will promptly adjourn and hit the road. Anyone? Well, for those who are here, I'd like to thank you for coming in today. We appreciate your testimony. Good seeing you, and Newport's a wonderful place. We've enjoyed it. Great weather today. Thank you very much.
All right. Specially ordered for us today, Mr. Chair?
I believe that one of the coastal representatives claims responsibility.
Yeah. Well, and I think far be it for me to argue.
Number one said that it's right. Like this every day.
One said it's like this every day. Was that under oath? All right. If nothing else, committee is adjourned.